Okay, before we start the next sugya, we're going to spend today on the final words of Tosfos on Tesamid Beis, Mashenkin Babar, which are also the final words of Tosfos Yud Amud Aleph, Shehashor Chayiv. Tosfos there asks the kasha, that why do I need Shav Layadam to tell you that bar is potter on Nisas HaAdam? Tepeklai HaMesi Eloi. The Pasuk says that if someone dies in a bar, HaMesi Eloi, that he has Hanoah from the Guf. And the Atashvumen. If a Shah dies in a bar, the body is also a carcass of an animal with Mutabah Hanoah. But if a human being dies in a bar, since the body of a human being is asa b'hanah, we learn out of Xerishov, Hashem Shom Me'egla Arufa, Vatoma Shom Miriam. It's Hashem by Miriam's death. It's Hashem Me'egla Arufa. Me'egla Arufa asa b'hanah. A mace is also asa b'hanah. So, Perktes is Akasha. It's the Pashit that Shara's Pater on Adam, because you don't have a Hechetint of a Hamesi Eloi. So in the final teretz, Tosfos says, "L'may the precious la'el v'shav la'yadim itzrich la'eved u'le'nachri hakani li'Yisrael shadaf alabar tahu shari b'hadar." If you that, it comes out good. So there are two inyanim here in the Tosfos, two topics. One is the Chayshev Mishpat topic, and one is the Yeridaya topic that we can learn from this Tosfos. So start with the Ktzais, Chayshev Mishpat, and then we'll go to the Yeridaya. Now before I tell you the Ktzais, I want to just review the Nesivis that I spoke about, Reb Shimon and the Nesivis both, that we spoke about in Tesamid Beis, and then we'll learn the Ktzais. When we learned the Mishnah on Tesamid Beis, we learned that if you're mazik, if your mammon is mazik, things that belong to a guy, ain't a b'nei bris, you're potter. So we were down, what happens if you're mazik something that belongs to a guy, but you cause a loss to a yid? By being mazik the thing which belongs to a guy, you cause a financial loss to a yid. Nechetimtza, that the Nesivis had, was a yid rented a building or rented an animal from a guy, and he paid him up front for the rental. So right now it's a guy's animal or a guy's property, but a yid already paid for rental for a year, let's say. And now a second yid's mamon goes, and it's mazik this shor, or this house. His eish burns down the house. So the clear was, are you chayiv to pay the yid who rented? Should we say it's a cheftza shal guy, the house belongs to a guy, or the shor belongs to a guy in your pater? Or should we say, my taket belonged to a guy, but it's a hefset to a yid? And a hefset of a yid, you do have to pay. And the Nesivis said that you're mechuyif to pay. That since you caused a hefset to a yid, you're mechuyif to pay. Either because the hefset of a yid you have to pay, or because it's mishumbit to a yid, it's like he has a kinyan aguf. Whatever the explanation was, the Nesivis said that if you're mazik a goy's chayfetz and you cause a hefset to a Jew, when you're mazik a goy's chayfetz, that there is a chiyuv tashlum. That was the sheet of Sanhedrin. The Ktzais on this Tosfos appears to argue with the Nesivis. The Nesivis is in Siman Shin Mem, Sifkat and Gimel. Ktzais is in a different place, it's in Taf Yud, Sifkat and Aleph. He doesn't bring the Nesivis, but he talks about our Tosfos. Look at Tosfos. Tosfos says, Le'eved le'nachri hakonu li'Yisrael shenaf le'var. What does that mean? You have a guy that's konu li'Yisrael that fell into a bar. What does it mean he's konu li'Yisrael? What does it mean, he's called New Yisrael? It can't be an Eved Kanani. Eved Kanani is a Yid. Eved Kanani's body is also Bano. Tosis wants to have a Chetimtza that somebody fell into the bar, got killed, and his body is Mutter Bano. So Tosis says, how do you have that? A Yid's body is also Bano. And Eved Kanani's body is also Bano. So the only way you can have it is if you have a guy who's konui li Yisrael. What does konui mean? Konui li Yisrael. What does the word konui? It means his body is konui li Yisrael. That's an Eved Kanani. Then he has the din of a Yid. Must be. He's not mamish in Eved. But he was mishabed himself to work for you. You have sometimes a person who would be an Eved Kanani but doesn't want to become a Yid. So he's mishabed himself to work, but he's not Megayer. And to be an Eved Kanani, you have to be Teivel, the Shengeris. So you have a person who Eved Vagai, it means he's not a Jew, and he's mishabed himself to work for a Yid. His body doesn't belong to the Yid. It's not Gufay Kanu. But he's mishabed to work for the Yid. He, what is Taisa saying? If he falls into a bar, what's it in? If this guy who's coming to a Yid for work falls into a bar, so what's Taisus saying? Taisus is saying that there's a Havimini Bichayiv and your potter is a Shavalayada. That's what Taisus is saying. There's a Havimini Bichayiv because the mace is Lutabahana. And that's what I need Shavalayada to pati you for. It's Exeris HaKlas, Shavalayada, your potter, but the Etzim is Bichayiv. Why would you be chayiv? Why would you be chayiv? He's a guy. He's a guy that fell into the bar and died. And we need Shabnei Bris, says in our Mishnah, to be chayiv. He's a guy that fell into the bar. What's the Hava Mila that I'll be mechayiv him? Why should he be chayiv if he fell into a bar? What? The way the Ktzai says, that this bar is garmi. It's mazik a garmi. It's goyrim a hezek to the Jew. By killing this guy took money from the Yid already for work. And when he fell into the bar, the Yid is chayiv, is going to have a loss of money. The Ktzais calls that garmi. Garmi, we've mentioned many times, is a goyrim hezek. That's chayiv. So you're a garmi, you're mazik this person who took money from the Yid to work for him, now will be unable to work for him. So garmi of the bar is mazik with garmi, that's what's chayiv. That's what he says. Now, so mele, that's shanatosis. Garmi is chayiv. But the tzais wanted. Garmi is only chayiv by Adam. Adam amazik begarmi is chayiv. That's all the Gemara's, all the cases of garmi that you have in Hakainus, they're all cases of Adam amazik. A person says false edus, you show a coin to a shochani. All these cases, garmi is Adam amazik with garmi. Bar amazik with garmi. So the tzais must be this tzais was holds that bar that's mazik with garmi is chayiv. Finished. That's Taisa Shita. The bar that's mazik with garmi is chayiv. We don't paskin that way. We paskin other mazikim. Only other mazik is chayiv on garmi. So it must be this Taisa holds. The bar that's mazik with garmi is chayiv. And that's Taisa Shita that you pay for this guy that fell into the bar. This is what it says in the Ktzais. This is how we learn Taisa. So Nachamal. The Ktzais is learning that when a guy takes money to work for a Yid and he falls into a bar, that really lahalacha yapata without shavalayada yapata be'etzem, because you're not being mazik to Yid, it's just a goyrim to the Yid, and it's a type of goyrim that says all that would really be pata ledina. Our Tosfos is machayim. So Krib Shimon, according to the Nesivis, Tosis is Pashit. You don't have to come on to Garmi. Nesivis said that when you mazik a guy, you're potter, only if there's no hefsit to a yid. If you mazik a guy and you cause a hefsit to a yid, then you have to pay back some of mazik, not Garmi. Right? The Nesivis said, if a yid rents an animal or a house from a guy, and you burn down the house or kill the animal, if your mom in court kills the animal or burns down the house, you're chayiv, because it's a hefsid yisrael. So we see this in Machlokes here, this is a ketzais. The ketzais holds that if you mazik an object of a guy and cause a hefsid to a yid, you're chayiv al tmazik. The nesivis holds you're chayiv al tmazik. Your mamish mazik a yid. If you destroy something that belongs to a guy, which is rented to a yid, the Ketzais holds that the Nesivis rather holds that's called being mazik a yid. The Nesivis holds you go bust a hefsid. Whose hefsid is it? It's the yid's hefsid. Ketzais disagrees. Ketzais holds if you're mazik a guy, you're being mazik a guy. It could be a garmi, a goyrim indirectly to a yid. If you're goyrim indirectly to a yid, so it's totally indeed a garmi. But this is the machlokes tzais nesivis. If when you mazik something of a guy and it causes a hefsit to a yid, is that called mazik a yid or mazik a guy? This is the way that Shimon brings the machlokes between the tzais and the nesivis. Shimon himself in the shiurim in Simon Hay Ois Dalad has another pshat in Taisus. Again, Taisus says that if not for Shavu'a Yadav, you'd be chayiv for a guy, Hakoni Yisrael, that falls into your bar. Why would you be chayiv? So right now we have two pshat. Taisus pshat, that Taisus holds Garmi of bar is chayiv. And in the Sivus is pshat, that if you're mazit a guy, because a hefsit to a yid, you're chayiv. But Shimon has a third shot in Tosfos that takes the Tosfos out of the Machlokes and Tosfos Nesivos. Let's go back. We discussed being Mazik a guy, the Ptur of being Mazik a guy. So we learned the Mishnah. We had a Kasha. Why you Ptur if you Mazik a guy? What's a Ptur? What's a Ptur in the Pasuk? Shoreyehu, v'loy shogai. What's fair on that? What's the problem? If the ptur being mazik a guy, shoreyehu, v'loy shogai. So he said the problem is, shoreyehu, v'loy shogai is a ptur by Karen. So we had a kasha. What about shor and eish and bar? How do you know the potter? It's only a pasuk by Karen. So Shimon learned that by a guy it's a din of hafkas halvasa. Every time you mazik a guy, even if be'etzem yichayiv, your potter al tafkas halvasa lemaisa you don't have to pay because he taka owned the money. But hafkas halvasa means even though I own the money, if I can get away without it, I don't have to pay. That's what Shimon's ayin thought. Reb Shimon said it'll be an afkamina by Shibuda de Rav Nosson. There was a case of Shibuda de Rav Nosson, remember? Big old chazara. Huh? Shibuda de Rav Nosson, if I owe money to a guy, and the guy owes money to another yid, so I don't have to pay this guy. Because Safka Savase is not there. So I can get away without paying this guy, I can ignore him. But if this guy owes money to another yid, that yid could come to me for payment. Because we learned pshat afkas halvasai that the loan exists, the chayv exists, and I just don't have to pay a guy. If the guy in turn is meshuggah to a yid, I have to pay the yid. So b'shabuta d'rav nasin, you have to pay. Zakrib Shimon, that's pshat and taisus. Listen how Shimon learns taisus. A guy fell into my bar. The guy took money from a yid to work for him. And then he fell into my bar. and he died. Do I have to pay this guy? If not for Shavu Layatim, Tais is saying, would I have to pay the guy? Would I be mechuyif to pay the guy? I'd be mechuyif to pay the guy, but of course, Havasa, you don't have to actually pay. But in theory, I'm mechuyif to the estate of this guy, his value, whatever the guy is worth, assuming he has some value, he can work. I really am chayiv to pay the guy. That was Rav Shimon's whole chiddush, that the chayiv exists. I just don't have to pay out of kas avasa. So I have to pay the guy. The guy owes money to the yid because he took money from someone. He took money to work for him. Since he's dead, he's not going to be able to work for him. So he has to return the money. So Zab Rav Shimon, beautiful chat and taisis. When do I need Sharva Layadam for a guy who falls in? If a guy falls in, Be'etzem, I owe money to the guy. Because Rav Shimon's Yisai, then if you mazik a guy, Be'etzem is a chiyuv, just Tafka Savasa. So Be'etzem, I owe money to the guy. The guy owes money to another yid because he took money from him for working. So now I would have to pay Al Shibuda Dur Nasi. I would have to pay the yid that the guy owes money to. So that I need the pasuk Shavu Layadam to tell me I don't have to pay because Shar is Pater on Adam. Very geshmak of chat. Why didn't the Ketzai explain this way in Tysis? What's wrong with the pshat? It's a good pshat. I owe money to the guy. The guy owes money to the yid. Maybe I can figure out why the place don't want to say this chant. What? Well, maybe it holds the whole Yisrael of Hafkas Havasa. That could also be. But I was thinking of a different Nakuda. If that's chant in Taisis, Tais didn't have to say the guy is Kanei LeYisrael. Couldn't he have said pshat that the guy owes money to a yid? He borrowed money from a yid. Now Tais wants a case of Shibuda Dur Nasi, where a guy dies in my bar, and the guy owes money to someone else, I have to pay to someone else. That's a very geshmak of pshat, which is pshat. But why chap on a case of Nachri Kanei LeYisrael? Should say Nachri Shechayi Bava LeYisrael. No?
So the yid, like right now, you're chayiv. Because he fell into the bar, that's why this whole Shem Dere Nosson takes place.
It's a chayiv.
It's a chayiv. You owed him before and already. So maybe that's one time or more.
It's a clearer case.
Right,
clearer case. Okay. A kapanim, we end up with three pshat in Taisus. Okay, either the Taisus that it's garmi of a bar is chayiv, that's why you have to pay the yid, or the nesivus that holds if you mazik a guy because a hefset to a yid you chayiv be'etzer, or if shimon that it's a case of shibud of Rav Nosson. Either way, these are three pshat. Now, what's the chiddush of this Taisus v'yaradeya? See, you familiar? What does this have to do with Yerodeya? Not Basim Cholov, not Hilchas Shechita. Huh? Yisurei Hanoah. What's the Chiddush of Taisus? There's a Mechaber in Yerodeya that the Gra says that Taisus Baba Kama Daf Yud. It's not like that. If you stop at the beginning of Yerodeya in Siman Aleph, it'll take you a long time to get there. It goes all the way to the end of Yerodeya, in Hilchas Aveilus. Sim Shin Mem Tes. It really shouldn't be called Hilchas Aveilus. It's Hilchas Hanoah Min HaMeisim. The printer put on top Hilchas Aveilus, so nobody wants to learn it. Sim Shin Mem Tes is the halacha of having Hanoah from a dead body. You're not allowed to have Hanoah from a dead body. How do we know that? We learn out of Xeris Apostle, Sham Sham, from Nisos Miriam, said Laruf. The Mechaber holds that a dead body Bein Yisrael, Bein Oyve Kechavim is also Bahanah. Whether it's a Yid or a guy. The Issa Hanah Min Ameis, the Shulchan Aruch says, Isaya Yid, Isaya Guy. Yisav Tachrichim, having enough of a Tachrichim, Isaya Guy, Isaya Yid. This comes out even in Beis HaKfaris, is also Bahanah. But that Issa applies. Sai Baya Goy, Sai Baya Yid doesn't mean the whole Beis HaKfaris, it means the play, the earth over the maze. All of that is Yisriyana. That's also Bahanah from the Gezeres HaKasif. So the Gra says, we see from our Tosfos that what? That's not that way. We see from our Tosfos that only they say Yisrael are also Bahanah. What's Tosfos saying? Hamesi Eloi, you can't have enough in the maze. And for Tosfos by a guy. Klar, Tosfos holds that a guy, the body of a guy is mutabana. The body of a guy is mutabana. But the makar is this Tosfos. And the Gra passes that way, Allah. The Gra argues with the Machaber. I think we could say Kesef also. On the side, also Tefen Tzuar Tosfos. It's an interesting thing that when you learn Hilchos Aveilus, it's this Tosfos and Bava Kama Daf Yud that's the makar to be matir Hana from a guy. What? He's not worse than a guy. What you're saying doesn't sound so logical, but it's one of the two. Okay, the kasha is, how's the Mechaber going to learn our Tosfos? It's true, the Mechaber, the Lamaisa, how do you learn Tosfos? Mechaber holds that it may say Akum, or Osa Bahana. So how do you learn Tosfos? So there are two Mahalchim in our Tosfos. The Pesachei Tshuva says in Kavanas HaMechaber that the Isser is only an Isser Rabbanan by Meisei Yakum. It's only an Isser Rabbanan. Our Tosfos, since our Tosfos is talking about the Gezeres HaKasav of Shavu Lo Yadam, our Tosfos is going under Deraisa. I am Deraisa, Yitaka true. Shem Shem Me'aglaruf only Miriam, who is a Jew. Only a Jewish body is us. But midrabanan, a goyish body is also as well. That's what it says in Pesachei Tshuva. And you'll see in a minute, this is a tremendous nafkamina lahalacha. If it's a deraisa derabanan, we'll see in a few minutes. But this is how the Pesachei Tshuva learns. So it comes out like the Pesachei Tshuva that the Mechaber holds its osir, he holds osir derabanan. The Gra holds its mutamamish. Nobody holds it this a deraisa. There is a second shot, it's a Tshuva Shvus Yaakov, a very interesting Tshuva. The Shvus Yaakov, you have to know, lived in the 18th century. Towards the end of the 18th century, I believe. And the Tshuva, Chelek Aleph, Simen Pei Tes. He says that a regular guy is Asa Bahanah. But his case was a case where there was a war between two countries. And country A defeated country B. And Maisa Shaya Kachaya, you could say Yich, but the story is, the Shaila is, the country that won the war took the dead bodies of their enemies. And they made, they used the skin of the people to make belts of the people that had lost in the war, and they made belts out of them. Make a belt out of Saddam, sell for a lot of money. They took a belt and they made belts, and the Shulchan Aruch was asked if these belts are mutabana or sabana. It's from Goyim. Shulchan Aruch says Goyim or sabana. So Shulchan Aruch says a chiddush. He says that a guy mace is asa bahana, but not if he's kani with Yisrael, or even kani to another guy. Gufay, an evet is gufay kani. And if it's kanun, somebody has bailus in the guf, then it's water. You'll let have an off from it. Since there's a kinyan called kibish mochama, a mochama, if you defeat somebody, you're kind of. Kibish mochama, you're kind of them. So therefore, these bodies are nikna. And with this, he answers artisis, that really goyim are asabana. But if he's cunning to Israel, if he's cunning to anybody, then he's more tabana, because gufei kani becomes like the top one. And then it's mutter. Shosiakiv brings a raya.
Can't be gufei kani.
Why? Because then it'll be. So we have to come back to how we learned up Tysus from all these problems, from the Tysus Kash. See, he doesn't explain that. But this he says, that if it's Kani, it's Mutter. He brings a raya from a Maisa in Navi. David HaMelech wanted to marry the daughter of Shaul. Shaul didn't like him that much. And Shaul wanted David actually to die. So he told David, you can marry her, but you have to give her the Kiddushin, Meya Arlois Plishtim. You have to get 100 Arlois from Plishtim. You understand, Plishtim were not lining up to donate the Arlois. So David had to go to battle. The Gemara asked in Kiddushin, Meya Arlois, how's it worth a pruta? So the Gemara says, Chazi Lashunra, the cats eat Arlois. Eat meat. So he understood David will have to go kill 100 Plishtim. Plishtim are not gonna sell the arlos to him. So you have to kill them. He was hoping that David will die in battle. And Lamaisa, so David showed him one. David brought him 200 arlos Plishtim. It says he brought him a Masayim arlos Plishtim. That's what he was Makadish, his wife. Not suggested, but that's a nice shayi kachaya. The kasha with the masayim arlois plishtim. So the kasha is, but it's also v'hana. It's only chazi l'shunna. It's yisuri hana. It's from a dead body of a plishtim. The assumption is that the plishtim were dead. Zakt dishus yakim. We see our yisai. The kibish mochama yekayim. And it's mota v'hana. Glad there's a long Mishnah Melech on this. Mishnah Melech has two pieces on being in the mummy business. He talks about doing business with mummies and like this in his time or in the end thing. Museums today also, museums pay for mummies. So he has long tshuvas about whether you can be in the mummy business. Suri Anof, Bezayin Ames, all these things. So he obviously would like to go with the Shita of Artaisus. The mummies are all goyim. There are no Yiddish mummies. So, what? This week, still, they didn't make him a mummy. They didn't do a full Chanata. Chanata is the way to make mummies. They took out all the inner organs, everything. They just left the shell of the person, and they shellacked the person. They put shellac on the person so that the body doesn't run, the air can't get to it. And then the body lasts for a very long time. All the inner organs, the blood had to be drained, everything had to be taken out. By Yaakov Avinu, they didn't do any of these things. By Yaakov Avinu, they put whatever they put, but to preserve it. But anyway, that's what the mummies are. The mummies are hollow people. They hollowed out their insides, their hearts, their livers, their brains, if there were any, and took out everything in the inside, because that would rot, and then they shellacked the body inside. I don't know how they do it exactly. But. So he has a shayla of its mutter. So here, Mishnah Melech has an unbelievable pshad in the Meyar Arlos Plishtim. Because it bothers him, if you hold the Suri Anah, how are you going to answer the Meyar Arlos Plishtim? So Mishnah Melech says just the opposite. Shaul wanted to get David. To get David, to kill 200 Plishtim for David was an easy thing. It wasn't so hard. But he knew that it's also Bahana. So this way, David couldn't kill the Plishtim. He had to hold them down, cut off their arla. You can kill them after if he wants. But he had to get the arla off when they're still alive. Suck the Mishnah mouth. That was Shaul's plan with David. I can't wait. David should come alive at Tiasa Meis and we'll ask him what happened. But that's what the Mishnah Melech suggests was the Maaseh Shehayah. You can't be Mekadosh Anisha, it's not with the Pruta. Gemara says, no, Shaul knew he wanted to be Mekadosh. He said, there's ice, but this you can be Mekadosh. So. At any rate, this is the whole Sichsuch, the two sides. If Mechaber holds, may say Yaakov Asurim Ba'ana, the Groh holds, may say Yaakov Mutarim Ba'ana. Like I said, it's a tremendous nafkamina, Pischei Tshuva's chat, because sometimes it comes to Hashadus Halacha L'maisa with transplanting Evarim. It's because the fash is, there's no shayla. Because the fash is, it could be over on Yisrei Hana. But the question is, when it's not a retina that you transplant from a mace, there are other Evarim that are transplanted from mason. If is that mutter? So Ramesh has a tshuva. Ramesh says two things. He says, first of all, you can be samech on the gra. You can be samech on the gra, but machan tzairach, and certainly a machan tzairach. And good to be samech on the gra, you can be samech on taisus. That it's mutter bahanan. And for medical reasons, you're allowed to be samech on it. And more than that, he says, even according to the machaber who asers, but the pischei tshuva holds it in the siddur rabbanan. Misad Rabbanan Shalai Kederach Hanasan is mutter. The Derech Hanav a mace is not to reimplant it into a living person. The Derech Hanav a carcass would be to feed it to the dog. But Shalai Kederach Hanav to transplant it, the Shalai Kederach Hanav, so it will come out even like the Mechaber, it's mutter. It's funny if that changes the Kederach Hanav. That's an interesting question. It's not, because all the place can have a tayrin by medications. That shalaka derech hanah. The Rambam himself brings such a heter. Even though today all the medicines are made from the ones are made from chayfis are made from. It's mukhrach that it has to be the plush the derech hanah. Anyway, even today it's not so shkiyach. The transplant.
The person needs it. The doctor is making money.
Cut up the mace. Yeah, to make money. That's a separate thing. That's much of a different chesed. The old question, how could the Chevra Kadisha make money, or the funeral hall make money? Surya, no, how can you make money? But if you have a chance, I'll tell you why. There's a different chesed that that's not there. But this Shaila, I'll tell you, I had interesting. When people go to medical school, the truth is, anybody who goes to medical school has to dissect a mace, has to take apart a body. You don't do your first surgery on living people. You do your first surgery on dead people. And hopefully you don't make him worse. So you can't become a surgeon or even a doctor, any type of doctor, without being soimech on atosis, on the gra. That there's no iser hanah and mace yakum. So you go to the medical school, you assume that the rive mace are going. And you rely on that. I mentioned to you, I had a call in the summer from someone who was in medical school, and he was going to dissect a mace, and the mace had a bris. So they don't tell you the name of the mace, but he asked if he's allowed to do a surgery, if he's allowed to assume that the guy's a guy if he had a bris. So I told him that in the United States, statistically, there are more guyim with bris than yin. You take the statistics, a certain percentage of Gayim have risen. In the United States, there are almost 300 million Gayim. You take how many years, you take 10% of that, it's more than 10%, but even 10% of that is 30 million. Now, half of them are women. So 15 million. So if you have 15 million Gayim with risen, that's already more than all the Yidden that have risen. You still have rife Gayim. So it's mutter. So that's in the United States. You can't be a doctor unless you sign up on the on our tesis. It comes out to this tesis. On the Rajbo also says it that it's mutter. The Shaila came up when Yeshua Tiberg went to Eretz Yisrael, in a medical school in Eretz Yisrael. So when he was msupik about going there to medical school, he spoke to me about the fact that in Eretz Yisrael, there may say Yisrael. I don't know if he can rely. It's Rav may say Yaakov. I told him, it's not a problem. You can't cut up a Jewish mace to go to medical school. So the school there guaranteed him that he wouldn't have to cut up any mace Yisrael. They provide goyim. Seems to have orientals, oriental bodies. I think in China they have a lot of extra bodies. But they have oriental bodies that they claim that you buy bodies to school for the schools, and he won't have to cut up any Meisei Yisrael. That was his condition that he went. So then came a second shayla. What about watching? What about seeing when you're in class and someone else is cutting it up, or the doctor's cutting up a body? You're doing it to learn how to do surgery. It's for good reasons. But is watching, is that an Isser HaNa'ah or not? Now this is a difficult question. Looking, just looking and learning at it. Is that an Isser HaNa'ah or not an Isser HaNa'ah? So there's a Chazoy Nish. The Chazoy Nish brings a Pesach Tshuva. The Pesach Tshuva is later in Shin Samach Gimel. So if Kohen Hay, the Pesach Tshuva brings us some cipher that says even watching is awesome. He says a Tech Devarav. Then it's aser. The Chazay Nish says it's mutter. That there's no shar hashuk. Anything has no shar hashuk. It can't be called this hanoah. There's no shar hashuk for looking at dead bodies. And Memela is a he's matir looking at the body. Looking at his nadi suri hanoah.
No watch, no surgery take place.
Watching
like the medical school to watch the guy.
Yeah, but there's no shara shuk for that itself. You pay for the explanation. The guy explains to you that if you sew through this and you tie this and you cut this, this is what happens. But just time to watch dead bodies, he says there's no shara shuk.
To see it and do it on the pile to do it on someone that's
I understand, but there's no shara shuk for looking at the body. The shara shuk is for the explanation.
To get him
and this
to
is a visual aid. Can argue about it. There is in downtown Manhattan today, what's it called? What? There's an exhibit where they have bodies. I've got the Chinese taka. I think they're from China. But exhibit of bodies. You're supposed to see it in the flight subway, right? But looking at the bodies, and that you're paying to go in and look at it. And you see the different Avarim, and they're not pumping, but you can't see how they're working, but you can see how they're made to work. Made a whole exhibit out of it. People asked me about if you're allowed to go there, claiming there's one shiva, but he's in Israel. If you're allowed to go, you're going to a place to look at dead bodies. I mean, it's made nice, but it's not. I think in the Liberty Science Museum, they have a lung, a pair of lungs. They have two pairs of lungs, one of a smoker and one of a non-smoker. And they have it in a case. Shiva of the case is enough to be marked a kayan. But also, Vaita, they're masonry. You're allowed to have an off from looking at it. So the Chazanish is marked, there's no Shara Shuk. I was thinking, there is a Shara Shuk. You pay to go look at the bodies. The stuff there, you don't go look at the bodies. You go look at the exhibit that they made out of the bodies. It's not the bodies. Maybe it's different. But Al Kapanim, the bottom line, the whole Yisoid is in this crisis. That may say Akum on what the God, I think it's a disgusting thing to go look at dead bodies anyway. Unless you remember the Chavar Kedisha, you're doing it for a mitzvah, but otherwise, no. Right, tomorrow we start Bar Tes, the next Siddur.